to the Window Light, a podcast for the unexplained. This is episode 10, and originally this episode was scheduled to cover Jamie and Gretchen's investigation of the Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, Virginia, and to chat more about the Ambler House haunting. Due to some scheduling issues, we were unable to record that episode for you this week. Instead, we've cut together an episode made primarily of outtakes and side conversations from episode 8 between Jamie, Gretchen, Kate, and myself. On that show, we discussed synchronicities, what got us started on this path, the Roswell Plantation, and various other topics. During the editing process, I trimmed out about 30 minutes of conversation, and I kept thinking back to those bits that ended up on the cutting room floor. Strangely enough, most of those bits of conversation had something to do with water and its unexplained properties. Kelsey Grammer's iconic character Frasier popped up a few times as well. So this episode offers a bit of behind the scenes and full transparency. Understanding the nature of this podcast, I can't help but think that the original content for episode 10 was delayed for a reason. Maybe something in this aquatic conversation needed to be heard. Maybe whoever she was before this incarnation of her had been there.
Had been there, yeah.
Previously.
And I know it's, and I'm not, I don't mean any disrespect by this because I know it's people's religious beliefs, but sometimes I personally don't even necessarily believe in or think about reincarnation. I feel like it's maybe your ancestors or people that came before you, like you have their DNA, right?
Yes.
So like sometimes we feel and see what they've felt and seen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much that it was your life, it was people mm-hmm. that had, you know, the same DNA as you that have experienced this stuff, and mm-hmm. you feel that every once in a while, like it comes to you, like you have a weird dream or you remember you've been somewhere.
Yes. And this we did talk about before all of the Roswell stuff, but I think that same time conversation we had briefly chatted about the idea of past lives. And I had shared that I wondered if it's a thing, is there any genetic component to it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And that would make a lot of sense. Yeah. But I really like that theory, and I think you're right.
Yeah. Like people are like, oh, I love the sea, and I've lived out in the Midwest my whole life, but
yeah.
something about it, you know,
oh,
draws
yeah,
me to it.
Drawn to a place, for
yeah.
sure. For sure. Hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's something to play around with. I don't know if anyone's written about... Has anyone written about that?
I don't know.
Is it theory?
Probably.
We're gonna.
Now we're gonna.
Like, have you ever felt like... I know for me not to, like, bogart this whole conversation, but there have been times where...
Oh, I've, I'll edit this. Don't you worry.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we're just gonna talk.
Burn.
I mean, no. This is...
we're just getting to the good stuff.
This
Cole.
Is my therapy, damn it. I have felt or found myself feeling, like, homesick for a place.
Oh, there is... What's that called? That's something. That's called something.
Well, I think the isn't that a Portuguese...
Hiereth?
Yeah,
oh.
it's a like a Welsh word
oh.
or something.
Hiereth, I gotta look it up.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah, look it up, because Jamie actually sent me something on that, like, maybe years ago, actually, now. But she sent me something on that. It's like when you pine away for a place that you've
never been.
Yes.
And
that is a
feel
thing.
Like...
Hiereth. It's Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a spiritual longing for a home which maybe never was.
Yeah.
That's...
And it sounded so cool. Just the sound of it sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hiereth.
Yeah, you long for a place that you've never been or maybe never even was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could go back to, like, I don't know, for me that could go back to, like, heaven, too.
Sure.
You know? I mean,
sure.
That's to me, I believe it's there. But, like, you maybe had memory of it when you were first born and then you lose it. So you're kind of, like, longing for it.
To get back.
Yeah, longing to get back.
Yeah, apparently all the way back in the 19th century, people worked on what they call genetic memory.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do a little digging into that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also that whole concept behind water having memory. And humans are made up of mostly water.
Mm.
So
ooh,
something
man, river.
Between
ooh.
Our genetics and the fact that we are made up of water.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? It's, I don't guess it matters who it was that said it, but...
It's yours now.
Yeah.
Something...
You're saying it.
Something of the fact that all of the information about everything we need to know is actually in the water. Like, essentially, the water is like a giant microchip.
Yeah.
or
memory bank.
Yes, exactly. And then if we could just access that, we would have access to all the information we don't currently have, but we don't, we've lost the ability to tap into that.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of people doing testing with water now to try to like unlock some of that. Like they're doing all those freezing tests where they're like freezing water under different conditions, like they're speaking negative words or writing a negative word and putting water on top of it and freezing it, and it freezes in a more erratic pattern than if you speak positively to the water.
That's right, because they're analyzing the crystals, right? The ice crystals.
Yeah, that's like way smarter than me. Yeah, that's amazing.
Did
anybody even thought of it? And like,
and there were some times where they would flash freeze it over an image, and it would freeze like the painting, they froze some water over it, and it froze around the image.
No, oh, smoke. That's wild.
Oh, that's kind of creepy too.
The person that did this experiment was Masaru Emoto in Japan. For example, I'll edit this out, but just so y'all can see it. Here's some of the images.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Okay. And look how, obviously everybody's not looking at this, but the ones that say really negative things like, I will kill you, is unattractive to the eye. It's ugly.
It's not symmetrical.
Right. Yeah. And love is beautiful. Love looks like a beautiful like crystal or snowflake or something.
Yeah. Okay, there's a better zoomed in view.
So this one's like, thank you, and that looks beautiful. And like you said, symmetrical. And the I hate you, that looks, yeah, it looks angry. It looks like an angry image of some.
That's why you're supposed to talk to your plants to help them grow, since they're made up of mostly water as well.
You're supposed to speak to your plants and give them a little tussle.
And that's probably why humans in isolation go crazy, because they don't have any interaction, any positive interaction or energy intake. Yeah.
Or why children that grow up in a household that doesn't show love and compassion and things, or animals, you know, like people.
You're gonna say those damn only children that grow up.
Oh no, I would never say that. Can have a loving household. You and Koi are perfect.
Well, I still think that's what broke. We'll get censored for this one, but I still think that's what broke the world during the pandemic. Everyone having to be shut into their house and feeding only off of negative fear and everything else. It probably jacked people's brains up and their whole bioenergies up, and now they've been essentially changed and haven't been given any time to really heal or recover from that change before being forced right back into offices and the workspace and being forced to be around others again, and they're not ready for it, and everyone is just sort of vibing off of their own negative energies, because that's all they know to do now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And isn't that why people hate other people sometimes? Like why racism exists?
Because I don't need a reason to hate other people, but what were you going to say?
just that people, when you only have an echo chamber and you're only around whatever it is you're around, you know, but that's why people dislike people they don't know and they've never been around. So, like, yeah, if you're stuck by yourself all the time and it's just you, and hopefully, luckily, you're in your house or apartment or home with loving people. But if you aren't, and you know.
Really trying to find a way to bring this back to.
It's the magic of editing. Oh. Poke it in wherever it needs to fit to make logical sense. Well, again, it's all of our episodes tend to drift back over into this, because that's the whole point, you know, of the show, of the podcast, right? To look at these unexplainable things, to see where a conversation takes us toward in order to find what that underlying, I don't want to say truth, but the underlying foundation of it all is. Mm. And all these conversations typically in this same realm of thought again, of thinking about energies and vibrations and how people interact together. Like, there's some key there. And I mean, God, we sound so stupid to people that actually know all about this. But it's about our journey. We don't come into this knowing everything. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, the folks that, you know, listen, you know, especially to the one I shared with you, the Crow 777 radio show. Right. I mean, a show that's really steeped in the principles of alchemy and the history behind it. I mean, this is secondhand knowledge to the well-indoctrinated and well-educated, but...
Well, but as you said, like, everybody starts somewhere.
Right.
Yes.
And that's fine.
And we're coming to it, you know, our own way.
And ours started with the crazy event upstairs in the window. I don't know why I'm speaking so hesitantly. I'm really conscious of not saying.
They can hear us. We're in the house.
Well, and you got that. You got that word looking right at you. Scroll, scroll away. This. I don't like the I hate you part.
Yeah,
staring right at you.
It's not good.
Get a puppy on there. Puppy and snuggling with some ducklings or something.
Ask a water question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the computer up.
That's why we have water on the table.
That's right.
You knew where
this
was going.
Water on the table.
Or aliens are coming.
Remember in Signs?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I think there's some.
There's a reason why they use glasses of water.
But the only way to get rid of the aliens.
The little girl thought it was contaminated.
Yeah.
So she had water all over the house. Did you ever see Signs?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
So good.
Yeah, the water is how they repelled the alien.
You can't talk
conspiracy
without Mel Gibson.
That's true.
So Signs was the one that was filmed like out in Lexington, wasn't it? Out in
possibly.
Yeah, I think it was filmed.
Maybe it was filmed
at
Roswell.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be something?
No, now that I can tell you did not happen because the year that I was working out there is the year I think that Signs was being filmed.
Bucks
because,
County, Pennsylvania.
Oh no, then it wasn't. Then
you
it
were
wasn't
close.
That. No. There is an was it like Knowing? There is an alien apocalyptic movie that was filmed in like 2004 or something, or 2005, out in Western Virginia, Lexington. What's that? What's the county? Rockbridge County. It totally doesn't matter.
Filmed locally.
Starring Kelsey Grammer.
Knowing, you're correct.
Knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set primarily in the town of Lexington. Oh, man.
What year?
Is Frasier's in this movie?
No, I don't think so. What year was it?
Frasier. Released
five?
In 2009.
No.
Maybe they filmed it in 2004. Maybe it took a while to film.
Production, here we go.
You don't know what budget they were on.
Well, they were in Western Virginia.
Looks like 2005.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's the year that this happened at Roswell because the kid I was dating at the time had a
You were
job.
The same age as him, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
He wasn't like a kid and you were a grown
Oh,
lady.
No, I'm sorry. I should clarify this. The 20-something I was dating at the time, but I was also a 20-something.
Got it.
Age-appropriate. Yes, exactly. Ended up getting some kind of, like, construction or destruction job helping to work on the set out there. And
that's
I
cool.
happened to be in Gloucester at the time.
What's it about?
I have no idea. Oh. I think it's a...
Aliens, man.
Is it Mel... It's either Mel Gibson or Tom... Is it Tom Cruise?
Even better for conspiracy.
Even better.
Yes.
And aliens.
You're all wrong.
Who was it?
It's Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Every Nicolas Cage fan is going to come down on
That's
us.
That's the worst.
We love him.
Can
I
ask
him?
My water
fine.
Question?
But he's not related.
Water question.
Yes.
Okay. Talking about water holding, like the key to knowing, the key to everything.
It's the key.
That reminded me of the, like the fundamental Christian tradition that in the beginning there was just water, right? That the earth. I'm hoping Gretchen can back me up here. I don't know that. Everything was covered in water. The heavens, the earth, everything was water.
I thought that happened later to punish people.
Well, no, that's the flood.
Yeah,
but this was before. I think it's called the... There's a... Gosh, this is really...
The part you're looking at in the Bible is where they separated the waters from the waters when the firmament
Oh, the firmament went line. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. But it's called like
they say firmament like a million times.
Well, my question here is that are there other? Well, but thank you. And that was a very specific. We're gonna have to come back.
Okay.
Ask you about that, but that's for a Jack conversation. I was wondering if there are other religious traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Anishinaabe. I think that the world started out covered in water and that the animals came and piled, you know, dirt on turtles' back, and that's why we're Turtle Island.
It's also represented in the principles of feng shui, in that the colors for water are blue and black, because black space is just another type of water in that...
That's how they viewed it? Okay. How they viewed it, or it still is? Like
I don't know if they still view it that way, but again, it also goes back into the firmament of again being put in place, separating the blue waters here from the black waters up top.
That's kind of weird, because when I was a kid, I remember like looking at the sky and feeling like it looked like liquid. Like I could touch it, and it would be like a ripple or whatever. Mm.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know why I thought that.
That's another one of those...
You're in tune.
That's another one of those theories that if you just... take, you know, everything you know about science and the world out of the equation here, and that it's all about a matter of density. So the higher up you go, the more dense things become. So essentially the water and air molecules get tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter to what really is up top is water. Hmm. Kind of like... Then the reverse is, you know, when you go into the ocean, the pressure gets more and more and more.
And they do seem obsessed, like, I don't really follow, I'm never going to space, like, even if it's a thing at some point. Oh, no, I don't ever want to go. Like, even if that's like, oh, the Earth is blowing up, we got to go. I'm not going.
Option.
No, it's not. I'm just going to just die here on Earth. Anyways, they seem obsessed with finding, like finding water on other planets. Right. Like, oh, there's evidence of water here. Oh, there's evidence of water there. And I assume it's because they want to be able to live there someday. But is it just, like, an innate thing that we just search for water? Like, you know, every book and movie about surviving, they're like, find the water, you know, because obviously we need it.
To repel the aliens.
To repel the aliens. Uh-huh. If there's any left.
Water with a lot of iron in it.
Yeah. For you especially.
Yeah, I need some.
Oh, you need the...
I need a filtering straw.
Apparently the Hebrew... This is according to randomgooglesearch.com. The Hebrew word...
Is that a real site?
We could look in the Bible if you wanted. I'll look.
Well, the Hebrew word for waters is a euphemism for deep, dark space, similar to the depths of the sea. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool.
Therefore, on day one of creation, literal water did not yet exist. Instead, it was a formless void. That drives me crazy.
That's okay. I just felt, I didn't want to be like you. But I didn't remember that, but...
I think there are some traditions, like... Again, I think this is just crawling out of my brain from, like, fundamental whatever. But, like, I think there is a thought... I think there's a thought that in the beginning, it's just water. Water. Even if there is a formed void, it's just everything.
The void
water.
Is water.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's some pantheistic polytheistic religions who.
I'm a pantheist. It's just everything.
I love panthers. That sees certain gods, especially ones that are associated with civilization, as being born out of the water, too. Some gods are born the natural way, you know.
And it doesn't state in the Bible that water was ever created, so it's assumed it was there.
It was always there.
Yeah.
It
could change its forms, but it can't be created.
Or destroyed. Apparently there's cobra venom in the water supply.
Well, like I everyone's saw that water story.
No, I did see that story when I was looking at weird stories from this week.
Well, for Pete's sake, where is this supposed to...
And then there was like a zebra on the loose in Japan this week. I think. Maybe it was Japan. It was somewhere.
That doesn't that seem like
in America.
That doesn't.
That wouldn't
is
even
there,
make
is
a
there
headline.
Such a place?
The center of the... We're the Middle Kingdom, the center of the universe.
Everybody knows it.
Where Muskrat brought up the firmament and piled it on Turtle's back.
Website homespunhaints.com has an article, How Ghosts Use Water as a Conduit for Manifestation.
Didn't Absolutely you say not. In the first Window Light episode that you were hearing stuff when you were in the shower?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sari and Val talked about water being a conduit. But yeah, I was hearing a lot of voices and a lot of, like, first I was hearing a woman whining with nobody else in the house and nothing on, and then I was hearing little kids' voices yelling, Mom, but, you know, there was no kids in the house, so.
How far is that river away from?
Well, that's exactly okay. what I was just going to in my brain, too. I was thinking about all of these places we've just been talking about. Rosewell, we mentioned Carter's Grove, even these places in, like, Williamsburg or whatever. Yeah, they're all right along a major water source, I think. Rosewell is in close proximity to the York River. And other major plantation houses probably in that Haunted Virginia book are...
They're probably all on the James or the York.
On the James or the York, yeah. I mean, if you think about... I want to look at a map. If you think about driving up Route 5...
Yeah.
You know, you're essentially...
Sherwood Forest, is that the other haunted one?
Sherwood Forest, yep. And Shirley.
Evelinton.
Mm-hmm. Evelinton.
And then, all the waterways. The front of the house has the driveway to the waterway, because that's how they would get around.
Yeah, how you approach.
Huh.
This website states, scientific studies have shown that bodies of water contain higher concentrations of electromagnetic fields, also known as EMFs, than the surrounding air and land. This site covered in the past how ghosts may use EMFs to manifest or communicate with the living. So maybe it's not so much that you're actually recording their voice on the device, it's that the power of the device is feeding it, making it be able to manifest. High EMFs of large bodies of water could explain why so many people report paranormal activity near lakes, rivers, and oceans. Many people have reported seeing apparitions rising out of the ocean or lake just before dawn or at dusk, times when EMF levels are at their highest.
And fairies are most active.
Yes.
Skelkies.
UFOs flying out of the water, out of the ocean. So many sightings of that. It's trying to Trump again for that.
so many great
UFOs. Frankly, not enough of them. These experiences.
They will tell you that.
Everybody says it.
I'm the only one that'll tell you about it.
They won't tell you. I didn't want to tell you, but these experiences are not limited to natural or large bodies of water. There are also numerous reports of supernatural experiences in bathtubs. Some people claim they have seen entities emerge from bathwater during deep meditation sessions.
Absolutely not. Stop.
Showers
Don't
only.
Don't ruin baths for everybody.
No. And now I'm looking very suspiciously at all four cups of water on the table right now. This is why we should be drinking alcohol, because we can't trust the whole situation. This is basically a
pond. Or it's going to save us. Or it's signs, and we will splash water out of this princess cup.
Protecting us from this guy.
Ah.
You chose to sit there.
Why did I choose?
I don't know. Ask me.
Are we just completely ripping off this website? Apparently it's a podcast as well.
What is it called?
This Homespun Haints thing.
Well, we didn't know that.
Again,
we're doing our own
this
thing.
This is
man.
Our journey.
This is all generated at these four
right here in these noggins.
Beautiful minds.
I thought you were going to say, like, the last four neurons still operating up
two.
Here.
The last four Fs that exist.
I'm all out. I'm actually all out of Fs.
You ran out?
I think mine exploded.
Have none left
solar
to give, you might say.
creepy.
If I see that little girl,
that's why we're still podcasting.
She's like, guys, you've been at it so long,
nonstop.
Do you want to talk about the other things that happened this week? What were the other things?
Yeah, you talked
about solar flares.
Stick them at the beginning of the show.
What else happened?
What about Pluto and Aquarius?
Oh yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about those five planets lining up. Also.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Well, you talk about the five planets.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
I just saw it on the news.
Just saw it in the news.
I didn't click on it. I just scrolled past it. Oh, Jamie, you would like this thing. I was thinking about
that. Is it called a phone?
Yeah.
Did you invent it?
You should try it sometime. This and the internet. You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, I saw a flip phone this week at that meeting I was at. This, like, 90-year-old man had a flip phone. Yeah. Oh, you did? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say I hadn't seen one in a long time.
Since she was over here for the last podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
And would still have it if a phone company still supported it.
Yeah, but you would be missing out on
so many memes, so many gifts,
so many synchronicities.
You guys were talking about the solar flares, because I didn't hear about that, I thought that was interesting that it came when Mars...
Did that happen the 23rd?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Release of huge solar flares the day that Mars turned retrograde is one of those interesting connections.
And Mars is the planet of...
Fire.
War and anger and aggression.
Maybe that's why it's all sucked yesterday.
Dissipating.
How did it go again?
Okay. You gotta release it. You gotta let it go, man. Sometimes you just gotta say it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another water connection. Frozen. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Water has memory.
Mm.
And
that's a thing in that cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Never seen.
Yeah. And Kelsey Grammer did a voice?
No,
I don't think so.
No. I'm telling you, can we please say somebody else? We need some Clooney or some Denzel. Like, let's stop.
Oh my gosh, Denzel.
Kelsey Grammer. Not one more time. That was the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Firmament. Firmament.
Firmament.
Is that different from...
It's just firmament? Dirt, right?
Firmament
is just earth, isn't it?
Did you go to school?
I didn't go to church. I'm the only one in this room who didn't go to church, so you know why? I didn't want to, and I do what I want.
Firmament is the heavens or the sky, especially when regarded as a tangible thing.
You were so close.
As in thunder shakes the firmament. A sphere or world...
I literally said that yesterday. Did you hear that thunder shaking the firmament?
Sarah, when did you get here?
Oh, fuck. Oh, excuse me.
All right,
curse on you?
That's what I asked him, and he said, we're adults.
Yeah,
and
we're adults.
It's an adult program.
Yeah, this is adult.
And then I did my best, and I didn't cuss none.
Why? Yeah.
Glad you didn't cuss none.
Up on your milk crate.
Be stereotyping me.